101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B. It's time for Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. You are listening to 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B and home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. And this is Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let all that is within me bless his holy name. It is a Sunday morning, September 1st, and we are awake, wide awake.
I don't know about wide awake, but we are definitely awake.
Good morning, Miss Woodard. How are you today?
I am well, sir. And yourself?
I can't complain, you know, other than it being a little bit too early. Mr. Isaiah, how are you, sir?
Very good. Kenya sounds very chipper today. Why is that?
The coffee's kicked in.
And the donuts.
And the donuts.
And what happened with the donuts?
They were all chocolate.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They didn't mess up the order
this
time.
They did not mess up the order.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
They did not. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
Wow. Somebody record that.
Okay.
I'm gonna need that in the future.
Yep.
No worries.
I'll make it into like a button sound too.
Oh,
that would be
you
great.
Hit the hot key. And,
don't yeah, do that.
And I'll just hit the button and it'll say, thank you, Ed.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
This is the issue I have with you guys. You double team me. I don't have any backup or support. It's just, yeah, I'm not, man, come on. Really?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you getting up every Sunday at this weird hour to be here in the studio. Somebody is depending on hearing your voice this morning.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, we couldn't do this without you. So we're glad you're here.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Even though Usher continues to cancel concerts.
Actually, he did perform a series of concerts in the DMV area. So.
Yeah, but see, what I'm not understanding about that is you're from the A. You're supposed to kick it off in the A. Mm-hmm. You cancel all your shows in the A. And then you go to D.C. and do, like, nothing happens. So I'm not buying the story.
You want him to defy doctor's orders?
Doctor's orders.
Is that what you want?
Is this like the Michael Jackson doctor's orders?
Look, all I know is I'm cutting Usher a lot of slack, and here's why. Mm-hmm. He is a consummate performer, right? Professional. Gives you 110%. And no, I have not seen him in concert. I've seen way too many reviews and other, you know, folks chiming in, testimonies, to say anything different. So this is a guy who, if he says he's not able to perform, please take him at his word. He cannot perform.
Well, you know who I saw perform recently?
Who?
Buju Banton.
And how was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
It was only his second show off since kicking off this tour that he started. He started in Fort Lauderdale a couple nights ago, and he rocked the house at the Amelie.
Okay.
The problem was we didn't know he was done. I mean, he told us he was done, right? Because there's this thing that performers keep doing, you know, the encore, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, good night. Wait, let me get my voice right here. Good night, Tampa, Orlando. We appreciate you much. Much love. See you next time. And he walks off.
Okay.
And I was like, but he's not done. The musicians are still there. And then I saw the guitarist, like, pull his plug out. I was like, oh, he's done.
And you all were sitting there thinking it was a Marvel movie, right?
Man, we thought there was an encore because that's what these artists do now, right?
Yeah.
Babyface was here last November. He's coming back again in November. Or was it? No, I'm wrong. Or was it Valentine's Day? Anyway, I think it was November. He was here last year. And so he's at the Hard Rock Casino.
Yep.
Their new facility. And he rocks the house as always. If you've never seen Babyface in person, go see him. He's coming in. He's coming back to Tampa in November again. Mm-hmm. So he started the show with Whip Appeal. Now I've seen Babyface about four times, and if you know Babyface, he ends the show with Whip Appeal because that's like his biggest hit.
Right.
So when he was like, "All right, folks, good night, see ya," and he walks off the stage, and the band was still playing, and then they stopped. Mm-hmm. So what happened? People walked out.
Right.
like my brother was here visiting, and him and his wife started to walk out. Like people started to leave. And then he comes back, throws the acoustic guitar over his shoulders and plays When Can I See You Again without the band.
Oh my God.
And so all these people tried to rush back in. So I'm sitting at Bougevantown the other night like, all right, I know he said goodnight, Tampa. But I'm expecting him to come back out and perform. And my man was like, yo, I'm going to bed.
Right. Listen, and at that point, he probably been on stage over an hour, right?
Oh, he put on a show, 90 okay. minutes.
I don't blame the man. Hey, y'all got everything you're going to get. Good night. I'm going home. I suggest you do the same. Or you don't have to leave, but guess what? I'm leaving.
But I mean, the good performers, that's what they did. James Brown, right? He walked off the stage, you know. Next thing you know, here he comes sliding back in. Prince, if you didn't hear Purple Rain,
it wasn't
leave.
Over. Right. Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, the great ones do that for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm curious to see what Usher is going to do. I know everybody's
Usher
like...
Usher will do his thing. I don't think you have to worry. I do sympathize with those folks because I heard people, you know, had flown across the country to come see him kick off this tour in Atlanta, and I get it. But I do think that once you do get to a show, you will forget all about that and you will enjoy yourself and have a good time.
Well, you know, look. He's getting old. We're all getting old. So I kind of understand. But he better bring it in December. That's all I'm going to say.
Challenge.
Like, I want the Super Bowl when we go up there. Like,
gonna,
what he did up there.
He's going to do it. Now, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go see Janet in Vegas? She just announced her residency.
No.
What?
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
Okay.
I love Janet Jackson.
Oh, here we go.
I do.
Mm-hmm. But.
There's no but.
Oh. So, why?
I love Janet Jackson. I remember when she was on Different Strokes back in the day playing
sure
Willis's girlfriend.
You and thousands of other young men probably remember that very vividly.
And I remember when she was a little girl and she was Penny on Good Times. Mm-hmm. I remember that. And I was like, oh, she is so cute. And then I remember Rhythm Nation Janet. Mm. Yeah, that's probably my favorite Janet Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Control Janet with the present Pleasure Principle?
Nah, yeah. She can dance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure Principle is still the jam.
It really is. And she really, she danced her buns off in that video.
I like Rhythm Nation, though.
Well, Rhythm Nation
probably,
is
that's
cool.
Probably your earliest memory.
Yeah, like it was probably 2 years old when Rhythm Nation comes out.
No,
of us remember Control Janet.
Control Janet and Pleasure Principle, you're right. Mm-hmm. Janet in the chair.
Yep.
I believe Paula Abdul coordinated
she
that.
She did. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, who's Paula Abdul?
No, opposites attract.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, there we go. Am I allowed to talk on the mic now?
You can now, because okay, I was about to kick you up out of here if you were like, yeah, who? Like,
No. And Rush.
So this is no hate, because this woman had a baby in her 50s.
Yes.
But when we saw her back, I want to say it was 2019 at the amphitheater, it was a good show, but I'd rather remember her in my memories.
Oh, come on.
Now, I know there are people who've gone and said she's killing it and she's crushing it,
that
everything
was five
else.
5 years ago.
I know, and that's why I'm trying to give her a lot of grace. But she can't. None of us can do what we used to do. So I have to accept her for what she is, and I'd rather her live on in my head the way that I remember her.
I think, so here's the thing. When we're talking about a Vegas residency, it's a different kind of show. It's going to be, how can I put it, way more pizzazz and sparkle and boom. It's not all just choreographed movements and, you know. Yeah.
But she can still move, though.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
I was told she was taking breaks in between the sets. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not even in the 50s
again,
like she is.
I was gonna
she's
got to
do what she got to do.
If I can move half as good as she does, and I'm 45, I would be glad.
I know we're going to get a bunch of hate calls here and messages. We're not slaying the queen. She is still amazing.
Absolutely.
But I don't know that I would go see her. I'm not going to fly to Vegas to go see her. Let's put it like that. That's not one of those.
So who would you like to see in residency? In Vegas?
You know, Beyonce's not there yet, but I can imagine she will be there within the next decade or so, right? Because there comes a point where you're like, I just can't do this like I used to. Mm-hmm. And I think she'll end up in Vegas. I would probably fly out to see one of those. I haven't been to Vegas in almost 20 years now.
20 years.
Yeah.
I go at least once a decade. My gosh.
Well, you know, we know. I mean,
and it's not my favorite place. Hey, buddy. That has nothing to do with Sigma. Thank you very much.
What?
But.
Okay.
See, I want to see a show in the Sphere. That
yes,
new arena.
I do too.
This, you know, it looks, you know, I guess the NBA kicked it off when they had the summer league there and it turned it into basketball. U2 kicked it off with all of their shows, apparently. Yep. And that was really something for everybody that went to that. I want to see an artist there. I think Beyonce would crush it there.
I agree. I think she would too.
And that's the thing. I tell my kids this a lot. Like, their generation has kind of been robbed a little bit of the great performers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my parents will tell you about James Brown. My mother-in-law will tell you about a James Brown show that she saw back in Pensacola way back in the day. Like, yep. Your mom probably has stories for you as well, uh-huh. Right? Then my parents' generation will also talk about Earth, Wind, and Fire and some of the great bands that they saw in person with all the costumes and stuff. I remember being a little kid, much like Isaiah, watching Diana Ross in Central Park on HBO.
Oh, nice.
That was an amazing show, yeah. Just watching it on TV. We had the Michael Jacksons of the world that right. When you paid for a concert, it was, you know, a fireworks. Show. It was a show.
Yep.
And the only performer that I know of that does it at that level today is Beyonce.
Yeah, good point. You're right. Because by the time I started going to concerts regularly, I was in my early 20s. It literally was down to the performer and a DJ. A mic, right? Like, bands, you know, on occasion, don't get me wrong, but more often than not, it was just the artists and, you know,
yeah, but
the track.
Here's the thing, though, Kenya. At least you went to those concerts, because I didn't. I went to no concert. I think my first concert I went to, I believe I was like 23.
Yeah.
And yeah, besides that, I only went to one other concert last year. So
okay, that's all you, buddy.
That's because you don't get out the house.
I'm always busy.
We were just talking about hobbies. You got to make time for your hobby.
This is my hobby. I love radio.
Okay, not work, hobby.
But
meaning,
it's not work because it's fun.
No. Hobby meaning something that you derive pleasure and engaging, but you do not get any money for it.
Well, here's the thing. If I rewind a little bit. My family doesn't go to concerts.
What's that got to do with you?
They went to none. So, you know, you grow up going to no concerts, and I'm like, girl, what am I really missing out on?
To be fair, I didn't grow up going to concerts. Well, okay, hold on.
So
my first concert, actually, I wasn't even a year old. So, but I did not consistently go to concerts growing up.
Yeah, but at least you went to a couple. I went to zero. Like, okay. Nothing at all.
Okay, so here's the deal. You have the rest of your life to make up for what you missed.
Yeah.
As a kid.
That's
so
why.
I suggest you indulge yourself every now and again, please. At least more than once a year.
Oof. And that I don't know. But, yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it. If you don't do it, I'm going to call you a square.
No. Well, you know what? Then don't, because when I'm in Iceland, I'm actually going to be seeing a jazz band over at the Harpo.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
So
I saw Mother's Finest when I went to Germany. So I'm all about indulging in your...
And
things
to,
you love to do when you, even when you're, you know,
yeah,
very far
me,
away from work.
I want to have an experience that I can't have over here.
Exactly.
And go. I mean, I get it. They do have some jazz fest, but this is like the jazz fest in Iceland.
Okay.
So that's what I want to see, and that's what we're doing. And I'm really excited. I'm taking my lady over there because she also wants to listen to the jazz fest.
Okay, just do me a favor. When you get back, do the same thing. Go to Jazz Fest and concerts when you're here.
Or I can just go to concerts with you or Ed.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound like a fun date. Well, I'm just saying.
I was going to say, Ed, you're spoken for, so.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
You're a little young for me, Isaiah.
Oh, yikes.
Sorry. I'm trying to find a way to let him down nicely.
I'll put some gray in my hair, okay?
But speaking of shows, the 101.5 The Vibe has partnered with Saturday Shops for the Labor Day Beatdown. So check it out, Saturday Shops. It is a night of R&B. They're going to have vendors. They're going to have food, all that stuff with the Vibe Street team. It's going to be on site. It's going to be this Friday, the 6th, from 5 to 7. It's going to be at the Tropicana Field, Lot 1. So right across the street from the stadium, Lot 1. Come on out. It's going to be a lot of, it's a free event. So there's going to be a lot of folks out there, a lot of vendors out there, and live music. So here's your chance to go see a live show. You know, and the Urban League of Pinellas County is having an event. It's the Reclaim Your Vote. They're encouraging people to make sure they are registered to vote for the upcoming election in November. I know we just had the primaries here in Florida. Turnout was abysmal around the state. I think it was about 21% or something like that. I've For read real? In different places.
Yeah. Yikes.
It always jumps up in November, but you know, folks, you've got to vote if you want to see change. But there's going to be a number of things taking place. National Voter Registration Day is September 17th, and then National Black Voter Day is September 20th, and of course, the general election is on November 5th. You can register now at PCUL.org. That's PCUL.org. And of course, there is a job fair coming up. I know a lot of folks are always looking for new opportunities. And if you are the Urban League, along with the City of St. Petersburg, sponsored by St. Pete Works, they're putting on a number of events. And in this month, September, on September 18th from 11 to 2 at the SPC Midtown campus, there's going to be the Manufacturing and Construction Career Expo. And the campus is at 1048 22nd Street in South St. Pete, 33712. Check it out. So I've had a little bit of time to think while y'all were talking there. You know, one of the things I appreciated about the Buju Vantan concert the other night was that it wasn't a track. He had a whole live band and a saxophonist out there. And so live music, there's nothing like it. And I think when you ask me about if I'm going to go to see Janet again, the reason why I say no is because I know she lip syncs a lot. And she,
excuse you?
It's the truth. She was lip syncing back in 2019.
I beg your pardon.
Well, she dances.
The queen does not lip sync.
And she lip syncs.
No.
Okay.
No.
When you go, let's regroup and have a conversation about that. Mm. Beyonce, on the other hand, does not. And so when we got the opportunity to see her last year, not only was she moving, she was also singing. Now, there is a 20-some-odd year age gap. I am not comparing the two, but Janet in her prime would have given Beyonce a run for her money, but there's no show like a Beyonce show today.
I agree. Beyonce puts on a great show. However, let me say that I just don't believe Janet lip syncs. And let me just say that Janet's been performing a lot longer than Beyonce has. So she's kind of got this thing down to a science. Her show isn't as elaborate as Beyonce. But, I mean, when you consider that she's, you know, still able to move with the dancers and keep up with the choreography and sing, it's still a great show.
Well, listen, I know we've got listeners all over Pinellas County as well, and I don't want to forget this event. If you love animals, the Humane Society of Pinellas is having their fourth annual Walk for Whiskers. That's going to be on September 21st from 2 to 6 at John R. Lawrence Park in Dunedin. Registration is only $25, and it does include a T-shirt and attendance to all the day's activities. They're going to have dogs that you can adopt out there. There's a doggy costume concert. Oh, contest, not a concert. We're talking about
concerts. I'm like,
if the dog sings, sign me up
boy.
To be the agent. But I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. You can Google Walk for Whiskers, and that's going to come up for you to sign up if you want to see the doggies. But look, I love live music, and that's why I'm really excited about what I heard the Vibe is doing. To celebrate its 1 year anniversary, the Jokes and Jams Vibration. It is a birthday celebration that's going to be taking place on October 25th at the Baycare Sound in downtown Clearwater. And the headline is none other than
Bisoror Fantasia.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bruce. No?
You said headliner. Look, I love Bruce, but he is not the headliner.
Bruce, along with the modern day Patti LaBelle, Miss Fantasia, is coming to town to celebrate the Vibe's birthday.
She can stand on her own. She has her own lane.
But if anybody were to do a Patti LaBelle tribute, you're going to tell me Fantasia wouldn't be the perfect person for that?
Oh, she's done it. Absolutely. She's versatile like that, though. She can do whoever.
All right. Look,
just saying.
I'm not saying I won't go because I know she's actually going to sing live and dance a little bit.
Yes.
And she's going to kick off her shoes like Patti LaBelle, right?
It depends, because when she performed at Centennial, she kept her shoes on. But,
oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I just drop that like I did? My bad. But anyway.
Leave it to the Sigma Gamma Rose. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed and Rain on 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Hello?
I'm calling for Drumia Diggs. Is this her?
Yes.
Well, this is Gordy from 101.5 The Vibe. Now, did you enter the national keyword coin in the 12 o'clock hour trying to get your bills paid?
Yes, I did.
Well, Drumia, I am calling to tell you that Ricky Smiley is paying your bills and putting a grand in your hand.
What?
That's right, girl. $1,000. That dinero, that cheddar, that moolah.
For real?
Girl, one thing about me, I don't play about money.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. So, congratulations. Oh, yeah, we're going to keep it PG in case the kids listening. So now you can stop walking by them bills sitting on that coffee table. Now let everybody know, what's Tampa Bay's only R&B where Ricky Smiley is paying your bills and putting a grand in your hand?
101.5 The Vibe.
Don't talk. Just vote. Voting is your civic duty.
America's never been about what can be done for us. It's about what can be done by us together.
This is a pretty common sentiment, especially each November as Election Day approaches.
Every vote counts this Election Day.
You have the power in your hands.
Get registered and vote. Please get out and vote.
But what does it mean to you? 101.5 The Vibe wants to know. Go to the Vibe app, click the open mic, and let us know what voting means to you. Remember, the deadline to register to vote is October 7th. Details and election information available now at 1015vibe.com.
Go vote!
Bills piling up faster than Shikari Richardson. Ricky Smiley wants to pay your bills and bring some much needed relief.
This is your boy Ricky Smiley, man, and I'm paying your bills. Win $1,000 up to five times a day.
Win big with the Ricky Smiley Pay Your Bills contest on 101.5 The Vibe weekdays, happening five times a day at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. You could be walking away with $1,000 in your pocket with a chance to win five times a day.
I got money.
Vibe family, Ricky Smiley wants to put a grand in your hand and help you ease the burden of bills.
I'm placing a grand in your hand five times a day.
To enter, simply download our free 101.5 Vibe app and be ready to enter the keyword into the app when you hear it for your chance to win $1,000 at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. It's that easy. With just a few taps, you could be on your way to securing $1,000. Ricky Smiley is paying bills with your chance to win five times per day. Brought to you by Anna Jarn Levine. Anna Jarn Levine, accident attorney. Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
The all-new 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B. Don't talk, just vote. Voting is your civic duty.
America's never been about what can be done for us. It's about what can be done by us together.
This is a pretty common sentiment, especially each November as Election Day approaches.
Every vote counts this Election Day.
You have the power in your hands.
Get registered and vote. Please get out and vote.
But what does it mean to you? 101.5 The Vibe wants to know. Go to the Vibe app, click the open mic, and let us know what voting means to you. Remember, the deadline to register to vote is October 7th. Details and election information available now at 1015vibe.com.
Go vote!
Now back to the show about you. Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain on 101.5 The Vibe.
And we are back on Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain. It is Labor Day weekend, and I got some exciting plans for later on this evening. It's called sleep.
What's that?
Exactly. I'm going to get caught up on some sleep. We've been traveling like crazy, but why are you looking at me crazy like you don't know what sleep is?
I just came to realization of something, but continue, please.
Of what sleep is?
No. Not even related to sleep. But please,
really?
Continue. Yes.
Oh, what are you going to say? Something like, oh, it's the Virgo's month or something like that?
Oh, God.
I can absolutely see it on your face
not.
You have something that you want to say.
Absolutely not.
But,
okay. Moving on.
What is that phrase? Kappas never sleep, right?
No, not even close.
Oh, okay.
But since you want to bring up the Kappas, I will bring in our first guest for this morning. A lot of things are said, mostly positive in our community about the corporations to develop community. And we have a representative from the CDC of Tampa here with us today, my frat brother, Dr. Jeffrey Johnson. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. Glad to see you. Glad you're up this early, 6 a.m., bright and early. You sound like somebody who used to run a church. You got that pastoral voice going on.
In my former life.
In your former life. So, wait, before we get into CDC stuff, because I got in here and I'm like, hey, you know, this is so-and-so introduces da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, yeah, you got a church, right? And you're like, nah, I just retired. You're too young to retire. What's going on, man?
You know, anyone who does something over 20 years, you start thinking about what's next for you. And I started preaching when I was 12, honestly. And I was pastoring before I moved to Tampa. And so I moved to Tampa 20 years ago. And so after 23 years, I said, it's time for something different for me to be able to explore something. Most persons have an opportunity to try different things in their professional career. And I've always wanted, I know this sounds crazy, I always want to serve in the military, but do it later in life. I wanted to experience life and then go into the military.
Yeah, that does sound crazy because my body couldn't handle that right now. And I was a young man in the New York National Guard Corporate Cadets program in high school. Kept us out of a lot of trouble on Friday nights. And I remember distinctly, my mom was like, well, this is fun. I hope you're enjoying yourself because you're not going into the military. So, but I did sneak my first semester at South Florida and took a ROTC course. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going into the military.
So it was different, you know, being a 40 plus year old man with people in their late 20s going into the Naval Officer Development School. It was rigorous. You getting up at 3:30 in the morning, they bamming the doors down, talking to you crazy, but it's a part of the process to militarize you. And so I stopped pastoring after 23 years, the end of February. I went to the Naval Academy in March, graduated in May. So it was definitely a different experience. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world.
Wow, what branch? You said you were saying the military, but
Navy.
Yes.
Navy. Okay,
Navy.
You got to say which. Oh Lord,
I'm a Navy baby. Sorry,
there,
my dad's a
there
Navy
we
dad.
Go. Yeah. Well, you know, depending on who you talk to, there are folks out there that will tell you the Marines were born out of the Navy.
That
you
is
know?
True.
So, you know,
the Department of the Navy.
See, look at Kenya's face over there. See, I dropped the nugget on you this morning.
But it's all one family, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really
all
one
I know is Navy. So y'all can one family all you want. All I know is Navy.
But no, that's incredible. So you've gone back. So you basically kind of enlisted, but you went in as an officer because of your education, right?
Right. So there are two branches of going into the military, any part of the military. You have enlisted in the officer side. And so a lot of the officers who come in that did not go the enlisted side, they are really recruited because of their expertise. Mm. So in my graduating class, we had OBGYNs and we had oncologists, we had dentists, PAs. I was the only chaplain, and some you have JAGs. So, and then after we leave our officer school, which is like boot camp for officers, then you go into your respective training country. So I'll be going back next month for 2 months to finish chaplaincy school, and I'll be on green side, as they call it, with the Marines. So I'll be camping in the woods and hiking. Ooh. And PTing, you know, with drill sergeants 4 or 5 times a week. So I'm trying to get my mind ready for that, to do it again.
My skin is itching here.
Right? Listen, my
it's
idea.
Not easy.
Well, it's not. My idea of roughing it is a Howard Johnson. So I
always
going to be outside. Rook, you know, learning. There's a part of land navigation. You got to learn how to navigate. And what's interesting, I'll just say this. Me going into the Navy was a little nostalgic.
Okay.
My father was in the Navy, and my uncle, who I'm named after, Jeffrey, was in the Navy, and he was killed in 1973. So my mom named me after him. But I went to the Navy not knowing how to swim. And it's a requirement
right?
to be in the Navy. And so
this story's getting wilder and wilder.
I
by
know,
the like
so many
of
layers.
All the branches you could have chosen, you were like, yeah, I'll do the one where I
wanted a challenge. And it's crazy because when we went through this process, so it was 165 people in my class, and the people that didn't know how to swim looked like me. So,
right.
And they was like, well, why don't you know how to swim? I say, sir.
What are you implying?
You know, growing up in the hood, there are not swimming pools in people's backyards.
Right.
And then if you go to the community pool, we're not in the water. We're doing everything around the water,
exactly.
Or we're dangling our feet.
Exactly.
So I couldn't graduate until I learned how to swim. So I finished my final swimming test at 7 o'clock on the day of graduation.
Wow.
And graduation was at 10 a.m.
Oh,
and they were serious.
Now,
you will not graduate.
That is a testimony.
It
come
is.
On.
So how'd they do it? They just drop you off into the deep side and told you to, you know, survive?
No, not necessarily, but there are 4 things you have to do. You have to jump from a 15-foot tower into 12 feet. And that sounds like, oh, that's not that high. But
that's high.
That's high. Yeah. And for a person that doesn't know how to swim, it's terrifying. So that's the first thing.
And over 40.
Yeah, over 40. My back is aching and stuff like that, you know, with these 20-year-olds. So you have to do that. You have to do the tower. You have to swim 50 yards. You have to float for 5 minutes, and then you have to put on what they call coveralls and inflate them and float in 12 feet. Now, they'll teach you how to do a lot of this stuff, but you got to really get it on your own.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That's so awesome. Now, I got a big question for you. You're going to do your 20?
Am I going 20 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you
absolutely.
Go. That's awesome.
I really want to go. Right now, I'm an 03, and I will pick up mobilizations every year. So this year, when the year's over, I'll have about 4 months of active duty time. Each year, I want to do about 2 to 3 months of mobilization. So my plan is to retire as a captain.
Wow. Oh, you've so got
that's,
this, man.
That's my goal.
That's
there's not too many chaplains.
I want my children to look up to that, and it's not many chaplains in that area.
Yeah.
And I want them to be able to see that if my dad can do it at this stage in life, I could do anything.
But you got me all tripping because you're saying you're over 40. You don't look it.
Well, thank you, sir. You're my new best friend.
Sorry.
This is Isaiah and the millennial thing. He thinks everybody's a millennial that walks in. That's all it was. He wanted some company in here. But
no, the gray hair is starting to come in. It's starting to grow. Hey.
So you're the chief strategy officer at the CDC of Tampa. What exactly is the CDC of Tampa?
CDC of Tampa is Corporations to Develop Communities of Tampa. We were founded in 1992 by Miss Chloe Coney, the woman of many hats. She needs no introduction. Before she founded the CDC, she was a director with Lee Davis Service Center. But there was a burden for her to do more for the East Tampa community. And she and community residents really got together to see how they could do more to see East Tampa be the premier place that they knew it could be. And she did a lot of drug marches, and her theme at the time was up with hope, down with dope. Mm-hmm. And so there were a lot of drug marches throughout the East Tampa community, a lot of businesses that were risque and that were bad for the community were shut down because of her advocacy. And it is because of that we've spawned into an amazing organization.
Now, she's retired now. So who's the CEO of the organization?
So third in succession is her son, Ernest. Ernest Coney Jr. And he's been our CEO for 12 years. And he's taken the organization to even greater heights than what she had. And she's still a part unofficially. Whatever we have going on for the CDC, she's there. And it's great for her to be able to see her legacy really come to pass in front of her.
So Corporation to Develop Communities, people hear that and they're like, okay, well, what does that actually mean? What I mean, the drug marches, we understand how the organization got started, but what does that mean when you say develop the community? How has the CDC done that?
Thank you. That's a great question. So I'm glad you brought out our name, because persons will hear CDC and they will hear that I'm a doctor. I'm like, no, no, not medical. So Corporations to Develop is really a community development organization for the purpose of economic development, transforming communities. Since the time that we've been in existence, we've helped to add $750 million back to the economy in East Tampa and surrounding areas through affordable housing.
Wow.
So our CDC, and there are several, but ours focus on three things in particular. The first one is affordable housing. We've built almost 200 homes since we started. We've built apartment complexes. We built nearly 200,000 square feet of commercial space that businesses lease now. Some of our properties to be able to have places we own apartment complexes. Not only have we built, but we own as well. And our thrust for affordable housing is making sure that everyone has an opportunity to enjoy the American dream.
So I'm curious to know how you've been able, because if anyone's interested, Dr. Johnson has a very extensive resume, but all of your study and learning has mostly been in theology and religion and whatnot. Please talk to me about how this work with CDC is connected to your studies.
Great question. community work is the Lord's work. Taking care of those who are blight, those who are disenfranchised, those who are marginalize what's the work of Jesus Christ. If we talk about it from that aspect, right. Jesus spent the majority of his time talking to people on the streets, helping those who needed the help. That is the work of the CDC, helping those that need the help. And we see persons every day come through our doors that need assistance with affordable housing. How do we connect them to that? Persons have only dreamed and thought about what is it like to own my own home. We want to make sure that we're connecting them to the right resources. We're connecting them to down payment assistance programs so they'll be able to have that reality to say, I am a homeowner. So that's the first thrust of what we do at the CDC is affordable housing.
So I'm curious, in that vein, with affordable housing, can you give me some numbers over the past however many years? How many folks have you helped you put keys in their hands?
Sure. So with us right now, we currently own an apartment complex on Bush Boulevard that has 95 units. When we took over that and we rehabbed it, we placed $2 million in there. We just finished construction of those $2 million worth of renovations a couple of months ago. Everyone that was living there, their rent has now decreased by $300.
Decreased?
Decreased. You're not hearing that.
No.
The median rent in Tampa Bay right now is $1,600.
Yeah.
To rent a place. And so we were able to take this apartment complex, use our resources, and add value to that. Once again, we built about less than 200 homes, single-family homes. Our goal is to build build between 30 and 50 homes a year. Mm-hmm. We have groundbreaking next month on our first townhome subdivision.
Ooh.
In East Tampa, which is going to be absolutely amazing. Right now, we have a rental community in the East Tampa community, but a lot of those residents will be able to have the opportunity to have the first rights to be able to purchase that townhome and that community with an HOA. And so that's going to be exciting as well. So between our rehabilitations, between our new builds, as well as our apartments, we've seen thousands of people benefit from affordable housing through the CDC of Tampa.
Wow.
So I have a question. How can someone apply for affordable housing? Because one of my friends just got a 1-1 and it was at almost $2,000. And I'm like, how can you afford that? So can you tell the audience a little bit of how can we apply to affordable housing if you need it?
Yeah. So there are a couple of terms that are thrown around often is affordable housing and workforce housing. What's affordable to you may not be affordable to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be a scale. And we based our pricing off of AMI, the American Median Income Score, to be able to prepare persons for what they can actually afford. Now, for us at the CDC, if there is a new home build that they would like to purchase one of our homes, they would go to our website, cdcoftampa.org, go to our real estate page, and it will give you information. How could you get in line to receive a newly custom built home by the CDC of Tampa? But during that process, we will work with our other partners, such as Salitas House or HEA. Let me give them a shout out. They will help them get to where they need to be financially to receive down payment assistance and have stackable funds for them to bring down that. There's a great story. Last year, there was a home that was worth $290,000, and our partner, Salitas House, worked with them to get stackable services for $210,000 for down payment assistance. That means they only finance $80,000.
Wow.
Down payment, and what a lot of persons don't know, down payment assistance can range. No matter what your income is, it may be lower the higher you go, but there are still programs in the city of Tampa and in Hillsborough County that will help families with down payment assistance. You just have to get in those programs and ask those questions. How do I take advantage of these resources?
And not only that, they need to know. If you don't know, then you're just going to understand what's going on. And on my last question, when it comes to theology, what was it that got you into theology, and how was it getting your PhD?
Sure, good question. I knew at the age of five that God had placed a burden on my heart to talk to people, to transform people through his purpose. And I didn't understand until the age of 15 why God called me. When I was 5 years old, I remember going to visit my father in rehab. Mm-hmm. I remember where the building was at five. I remember how we got there. And I knew at the age of five, something was different in me. I just knew that there was a calling upon my life. Fast forward 10 years later, my dad came to hear me preach for the first time. I had been preaching for 3 years at that time. And he was just crying profusely. I'm like, what you crying for, man? I've been preaching 3 years. You haven't come to see me. He said, the Lord answered my prayer. He said, God, if you take the desire for drugs and alcohol from my life, I'll give my son back to you.
Wow.
And so it's like a transfer. And my dad has been clean almost 40 years now.
Wow. Oh, that's
alcohol
amazing.
And drugs. Mm-hmm. And so I've known since that time that the Lord had his hand on my life.
Mm-hmm. So I know somebody's listening and saying, okay, why are we talking about your personal background as a minister intertwined with your work with the CDC? But a lot of folks don't realize that Ernest Coney is a licensed minister as
well. That's correct. And Miss Coney is a former pastor and minister as well as her husband. So, yeah.
The entire Coney family, basically, are all ministers. And here you are as one of the top executives with the organization, also in ministry. The only thing that Ernest messed up with is he pledged Alpha. I don't know what that was about.
Oh, wow.
His dad's
really?
A Kappa. His
really?
Dad's a Kappa. His dad is a Nu.
How about he did what was best for him?
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
No. Oh, really?
No.
Do you not have Qs in your family?
No.
And you are not what?
No. I mean, I have one Q, and he's isolated and ostracized from the rest of us.
In which he should be.
But no Alphas.
But the point standing that you did what was best for you, so did Ernest.
So I can't speak for Ernest, but this is what he's told me. Mm. Ernest couldn't wait. So, Ernest, if you're listening, I'm going to put your business. So he went off to undergrad. The Kappas were not online. We were offline at that time. And the only frat that was online were the Alphas.
Uh-oh.
And so instead of him waiting to come back home, he wanted the undergrad experience.
Are you sure you want to share that story?
Because now Ernest is going to have to come on this show and just clear it all up.
I bother with him all the time. We have this little battle in the office all the time. Okay. So I come in wearing crimson and he comes in wearing gold and black and we're going back and forth, but it's all love.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we are all entitled to one bad decision.
There you go.
I love you, boss.
And some of them you can't undo. Well, your end of year review is going to be on this year.
But
going back to the CDC.
Thank you, please. Ooh. Why did you bring that out of me?
Wow.
It's too early in the morning for this.
Really?
Wow. And he slapped it on Kenya.
I'm a good journalist. I'm not that good.
I love Ernest is not only my boss, but he's a brother and a friend. And we can joke with each other. And we share the same mission of community justice. And so we enjoy what we do. And work is not work.
Yeah.
It's our passion.
Yeah.
So before you get out of here, we talked a lot about the housing aspect, but you also need to talk a little bit about the jobs aspect of the CDC and the things that they do to help people, especially younger people, get the job training and the skills that they need to go into the workforce.
So we have a center called Tampa Vocational Institute, short for TVI. And each year we work with individuals who are job seekers, who are unemployed or underemployed, seek certification, as well as we help them with job placement. We work with several employers to make sure those who come through our certification programs, they do have employment after they finish our programs. Last year, we were shy of placing 600 people in jobs. So less than 600 people completed our workforce development programs, and I believe 77% were placed in jobs. This year, we're already at the end of August at 600 people coming through our program.
Nice.
Wow.
So we will definitely beat that rate from last year. And then it's our goal to make sure that we're helping persons find the job. So that's with pre-apprenticeship. That's with construction. That's with welding. And it's exciting. Customer service. And with our TVI center, we're also recognized through the state of Florida as a small independent body of education, the Department of Education.
So somebody came to the CDC, let's say they were underemployed and they were looking to get to improve their skill set? Like, what could they expect? What are you offering them in terms of trainings and certifications?
So once they come in, we do an assessment with them. And each week we have an orientation called Stepping Stones. And we kind of walk them through their journey. What do you want to accomplish? And a part of that is interviewing skills and resume writing and finding out where they are and what program they would be best fit for. We don't want to just shove you somewhere. We want you to now have a career in what you're doing. And whether that is forklift certification, whether that is, once again, the pre-apprenticeship and working on a construction process, we want to make sure that this works for them. And if it's not a program that we don't have, we'll do our best to make sure you find that program.
Man, that's awesome. So let's go back to your service now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I it is fascinating to me that after 40, anybody joins the military. And I understand the motivation. But for those who are listening and are not familiar, what's the likelihood of you, when you finish here in the next couple of months, being called out overseas into conflict?
It is highly possible. And that is a reality that any person have to face, knowing that this is what you do. Once again, after pastoring for 23 years and feeling a shift of global ministry and impacting other people that have a heart for service, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I don't know what the future is going to hold. I don't know what it's going to bring, but I'm ready for that. It is a amazing opportunity to meet so many different people from different backgrounds and different faiths. While I was at the officers training school, there were a lot of persons who were not in the Christian faith, but I was the only chaplain. But they felt so comfortable to come to me because I'm not leading per se with what I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm leading with my heart to make sure that you're okay. You know, that you're going to rise to the occasion, discover purpose for your life. And I can do that without saying what I believe in, but more or less just sharing with them the love of God just through my heart without saying exactly, if you don't believe this, this is going to happen. No, I just want you to be able to live today. There are people that are dealing with PTSD and having family issues, and this is an opportunity just for me just to show them that they're loved.
Wow. So you can, in essence, go from holding a Bible to a gun?
I can't hold a gun.
Okay.
So with chaplains, we have what they call RP specialists, religious protection. So it's like if I was to go somewhere, I have to walk with someone who's licensed to carry a gun. We can't, because we have what they call confidentiality. You could do whatever and you can come into a chaplain's office and tell me I cannot say anything about it.
Right.
Right. So for me to have the ammunition, something was to happen to me, I go crazy. No telling what I do based on all the things that I have in my head. So I'm not allowed to have a gun.
Well, listen, I want you to stay with us because we're going to come back because I want you to talk about something else that's personal to you, but has been impactful here in our community. You're listening to Front Page Tampa Bay with that Narain. We'll be right back with 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
Did you know that you can stream the all-new 101.5 The Vibe on the iHeartRadio app? Listen anywhere, anytime, anyplace. Stream the all-new 101.5 The Vibe on the iHeartRadio app with your laptop, tablet, computer, phone, or smart speaker. Download the free iHeartRadio app now from your Apple or Google Play Store and start streaming the all-new 101.5 The Vibe on the iHeartRadio app.
Download the app.
Do it now.
The all-new 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
101.5 to 5, Tampa Bay's only.
Hello. Can you turn your radio down, please?
Hello.
I'm calling for Drumia Diggs. Is this her?
Yes.
Well, this is Gordy from 101.5 The Vibe. Now, did you enter the national keyword coin in the 12 o'clock hour trying to get your bills paid?
Yes, I did.
Well, Drumia, I am calling to tell you that Ricky Smiley is paying your bills and putting a grand in your hand.
What?
That's right, girl. $1,000. That dinero, that cheddar, that moolah.
For real?
Girl, one thing about me, I don't play about money.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. So congratulations. Oh, yeah, we're going to keep it PG in case the kids listening. So now you can stop walking by them bills sitting on that coffee table. Now let everybody know, what's Tampa Bay's only R&B where Ricky Smiley is paying your bills and putting a grand in your hand?
101.5 to buy.
WTBV-FM, HD1 St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa. The all-new 101.5 The Vibe. Broadcasting live from the Farrah & Farrah Injury Attorney Studios. Home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Now back to the show about you. Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain on 101.5 The Vibe.
And we're back with Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting in the studio with Dr. Jeffrey Johnson of the CDC of Tampa. He is their chief strategy officer, but he is more than that. He is a gentleman and he is an officer in the U.S. Navy. And he started a conference years ago that my girls had the privilege of attending last spring. And you've gone from just doing it on one side of the bay to now both sides of the bay. You have partners. Talk to us about the You Deserve to Be Loved conference and what you've been doing with that.
It has grown immensely. We started in 2016. I had a vision. I have sons, but I was raised by a single mom, three sisters. And I just wanted young ladies to know what it's like to feel loved and to have a love serum injected into them that they could do whatever they thought was necessary and important. And so we pulled together some amazing ladies from around Tampa Bay to kind of help with this, and I fleshed my vision out with them. Also, during that time, Beyonce was living in Tampa on Davis Island, starting her On the Run tour. And her Be Good Foundation tapped me to run, help them with their community philanthropy. And so they sponsored the first Girls Summit. And so it just really gave us a great springboard for what we've done. So we've grown to now it is a district-wide field trip for Hillsborough County Schools as well as Pinellas County Schools. And so we kind of vacillate and go back and forth between Pinellas and Hillsborough County. Last year, we held it at the Tampa Bay Convention Center. And we do it once every school year. So we'll do it again April of 2025 back at the Convention Center. It's a one-day event. For teenage girls, 6th through the 12th grade, and their families. And we're looking for about 2,000 people to come back this year. So it continues to grow and grow. So it's a day of great speakers, celebrities, makeovers, fun, whatever that they would need for them just to know that they're loved. We try to do that within that time period that we have them.
So that the folks in Pinellas don't feel slighted, the girls in Pinellas don't feel slighted, why is the event taking place in Hillsborough again?
So we were at the Mahaffey Theater, and then we went to the Convention Center. And basically, the Convention Center just kind of offers everything that we need in one place. And we would love to return back to Pinellas County.
You just need a bigger venue.
Yeah,
right?
We just need we need a bigger venue that's able to do everything, allow us to feed them, to have breakouts, or whatever that may be. And so we love our Pinellas County family that supports us every year. But just the Convention Center gives us an opportunity to have everything under one roof.
Can you tell me about some speakers that were on the bill for this year's conference? I'm sorry.
So we haven't solidified all of our speakers yet, but there is one person that I will say that is coming. Her name is Attorney Daria Rose from out of New York. Daria is a graduate of Harvard and Yale. And an amazing lawyer in that area. And I think she's only 28.
Wow.
And I think she's seen more than a million views on TikTok when she does her political segments, trying to bring in social justice and political topics to the Gen Z population. So she's one of our speakers, and we're still looking to unfold others who we have coming. The previous year, we had Chrisette Michele, the Grammy Award-winning singer, and she came through and did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. And so each year, we have those who come. And it's exciting just to have many people that have heard about it that just say, I want to come.
So now, this started with seed money from Beyonce. Any chances that she might come? I mean, she knows who you are. You're on the radar.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, anything is liable to happen.
Exactly.
Her world is much, is even bigger than what it is. And a lot of persons don't know that Beyonce has a strong philanthropic heart.
Yeah.
And she gives back so much, her and Jay-Z. And they give back so much. So we are grateful for their support and their partnership as we started.
So, yeah, I ain't falling for that, Kenya.
What?
Beyonce was supposed to be at the DNC and she didn't show up. She's not just going to randomly show up at a conference now.
Why not? It's a conference for girls. The DNC is a totally different thing. The girl, come on. Girls Summit, come on.
I'm staying away from that.
Beyonce's a girl's girl.
Beyonce is not coming back to Tampa unless she's going to be in Raymond James Stadium shaking a tail feather.
Oh, you know what?
Anyways, on that note, Dr. Johnson, I got a quick question for you.
I know when to stay out of conversation.
So you've created all the programs. You've been with the CDC. Now you're going to have a military career. What haven't you done? And what do you want to do still? Because you've got lots of life left. So
I don't know, honestly. I wake up every day just to see how I can help other people. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but that's really my life. I live by, and it's on my signature. I place it on social media. When I finish videos, it is you will win in every area of your life. And I really believe that persons who I'm connected with, that I have an opportunity to pour into, I want them to win. And so if I have to be deputized as your cheerleader to push you forward, God is going to take care of me. I'm going to get what he has for me. I'm just going to push you forward.
So where can people learn more about the summit? Where do they need to go?
YouDeserveToBeLoved.net. YouDeserveToBeLoved.net. All spelled out. You'll find more information about us, and we'll be glad to have you to be a part of that.
And is there an age cap? Because Kenya's trying to bring her girls, and, you know, her and her homegirls want to show up.
Clearly, he said grade 6 to 12.
You can volunteer.
Thank you. I was going to say, if you want to volunteer.
Last year, we had about 60 volunteers.
Yeah.
We need as many volunteers. You think about having that many girls in one place.
Right.
And then you have their teachers that come. You know, the teachers need support, and we need help to serve and to do the different things that we do. So we need as many volunteers, and you can sign up on the website as well.
When are we going to have the You Deserve to Be Loved for Boys conference?
What's up? I knew it was
some equity here.
No, it's a great question.
We need some equity for the young
men. Girls can't have nothing.
y'all got everything.
Do they not have the black and brown for guys?
Black, brown, college brown.
Yes. Do they not?
But that's not put on by Dr. Jeffrey Johnson. I need to expand his vision.
I would love to do it, Brother Narain. What I've discovered in times past, it has been difficult to get some brothers together in the room to come with the same vision.
Ooh.
That ego was not a part of it.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, you're here right now. I mean, there's no ego here.
I thought you weren't preaching anymore. He just came in here boom, and like, all right.
I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, I've had conversation with brothers, and just we have to be deflated to know when it's not about you. And what we've done in this ecosystem for developing girls, no one has just come by saying, I'm Judge so-and-so, I'm Dr. so-and-so, I'm this person. How can we help, you know, change the lives of these girls? So I would love to do it for our brothers, for our young men. If I can get some solid brothers to come together that has a hard passion, ego is not involved, we can run with it.
Gee, Ed, that sounds like you to a T.
Girl,
you should volunteer.
I'm always volunteering. That's the problem. I'm stretched thin. Hello. But well, no, I appreciate you coming on. So before you get out of here, I'm going to throw something out there that you weren't expecting. When do you find time to practice playing the organ?
How did you know I played?
Oh, see, he forgets. I've visited the church before.
The Hammond organ?
And I've seen him after church on a B3, and it's unlike nobody's business.
Wow.
He's a very talented musician, but very few people know that.
Yeah, not many people know. I started playing when I was a kid, playing the organ. I've never had an affinity for the piano. I've always been the organ guy. But when I started preaching more, I didn't play as much. And so sometimes, you know, when I was pastoring, I always had a great band. I would get up. If our organist was out, I would fill in. I was at a buddy's church a couple of weeks ago on a Tuesday night. I played with his band. So, I just hear it and I just play. So,
awesome. Well, Dr. Johnson, we appreciate you coming in. I hope you'll stick around. We have in the studio with us today somebody that I know you already know, but Dr. Avril Stinson, she's looking at me. She's like, I am not a doctor. Why not? We just had a doctor in the chair. You can be anything you want to be on this show. Come on in.
Maybe you're speaking it into existence.
I think we are speaking it into existence today. This is perfect because, you know, even though it's September 1st, the whole point of last month was Black Business Month. And so we've had a lot of people, as you've heard on the show every week, if you listen, that are entrepreneurs, that have their own businesses, that are starting their own businesses. And of course, the CDC has helped a lot of Black businesses get started in our area. But Dr. Stinson, I'm just...
You're more than welcome to call me that, Ed. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. In the studio with us is Avril Stinson. Avril, we appreciate you taking the time to get up so early to come over here to the studio to be with us. Folks that may not be familiar with you, you are the Vice President of Economic Inclusion and Leadership Development with the Tampa Bay Chamber.
I sure am.
That's a whole mouthful.
Right?
It is.
Yes.
But a lot of times people think of the chamber and they think high-level businesses, these big conglomerate companies, and they're not thinking there's a place for small businesses and specifically minority businesses with the chambers. And your title says differently.
Absolutely, it does. The chamber is open and welcome to anybody. And what drew me to my position specifically was watching the work being accomplished by yourself and others within the community that drew me into saying, you know what, I am here for businesses to serve in every single way that I can. So I started out in economic development and found myself at the chamber about 10 years later.
Has it been that long?
It's been about that long.
Yeah. Get out of here. So wait, let's go back. You said, you know, found yourself here at the chamber. Where were you before that? And before that?
And before that.
And before that.
And before that. So I'm a South Florida girl. Grew up in Palm Beach County. Went to University of Florida. Go Gators.
No, then, not on this show. We don't. Only place they need to go is out of here. No,
wow.
This is Bulls country. We got to represent the Bulls.
Okay, I bleed orange and blue. I'm sorry, but I do love USF. And if I do go back for my doctorate, perhaps, maybe there. And St. Leo.
And the University of Tampa. That's in all our great universities in
the
area.
You have options. I have options.
All right.
Lots of options.
All right, we didn't mean to throw you off.
But no, sorry.
Palm Beach County.
I digress. So, Palm Beach County, South Florida girl, went to University of Florida. Loved school so much. I studied public relations and then decided, you know what, I'm going to stay in school for grad school for a little bit longer because college is awesome.
So I studied
college student affairs, which is actually underneath the counseling department. So I wound up with my master's in counseling, and that is a degree I use every single day, even though I never practiced. Up in Sarasota after that, and then lovely, beautiful beaches, but at about 22 years old, brand new married, not so much. So when Tampa had some opportunities available, we moved up here, and I haven't looked back. Love Tampa. Love the Tampa Bay region.
Well, you've been involved in so much when it comes down to economic development and specifically entrepreneurs. At some point in time, you were with Tampa Bay Wave, and they just celebrated an anniversary recently in the marketplace.
They did. They did. And prior to that, I was with the EDC. So I really love my story. I reentered the workforce about 10 years ago, like I said, 10, 12 years ago. And I really loved working with the larger corporations. It seemed really exciting. It was my first foray into the workforce. I had been home with my kids for the first handful of years, almost 8 years, and decided that, you know what, this was the route that I wanted to go into, and decided helping businesses and helping others came naturally as a passion, and I leaned into that. And then somehow being a fundraiser at heart and raising money for my kids' schools transferred into, I can also raise money for organizations. And that's where it all came together. So I was a director of investor relations at the Economic Development Council and then director of investor relations over at Tampa Bay Wave, which is a technology accelerator.
I mean, that's an incredible background. You know, when people talk about economic development, again, they think big. They're thinking large corporations that they don't realize. Tampa Bay Wave, for example, was founded with people who just had ideas, right?
Absolutely. It started as a meetup group about 15 years ago, and they took it and turned it into a full-fledged organization that now supports hundreds of entrepreneurs and tech startups, millions of dollars of grant funding. I mean, we've seen a lot of success and a lot of growth in our entrepreneurial ecosystem because of organizations like Tampa Bay Wave, which Tampa Bay Chamber partners with, and we find a lot of success in serving others.
Well, we're going to come back here. We're about to take a break, and I want you to stop there, and we're going to come in, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of your experiences, right? So we talked about the Wave a little bit. Then you went to the EDC. I want to hear about how the Economic Development Corporation helped you prepare for the role that you're in now with the Tampa Bay Chamber, because to me, they're very connected. But We've got to take this break in order to pay the bills. So we will be right back with Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed and Rain on 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
And the home of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Are your bills piling up faster than Shikari Richardson? Ricky Smiley wants to pay your bills and bring some much-needed relief.
This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man, and I'm paying your bills. Win $1,000 up to five times a day.
Win big with the Ricky Smiley Pay Your Bills Contest on 101.5 The Vibe weekdays. Happening five times a day at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. You could be walking away with $1,000 in your pocket with a chance to win five times a day.
I got money.
Vibe family, Ricky Smiley wants to put a grand in your hand and help you ease the burden of bills.
I'm placing a grand in your hand five times a day.
To enter, simply download our free 101.5 Vibe app and be ready to enter the keyword into the app when you hear it for your chance to win $1,000 at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. It's that easy. With just a few taps, you could be on your way to securing $1,000. Ricky Smiley is paying bills with your chance to win five times per day. Brought to you by Anna Jarn Levine. Anna Jarn Levine, accident attorney. Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
The all-new 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B. 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Hello?
I'm calling for Drumia Diggs. Is this her?
Yes.
Well, this is Gordy from 101.5 The Vibe. Now, did you enter the national keyword coin in the 12 o'clock hour trying to get your bills paid?
Yes, I did.
Well, Drumia, I am calling to tell you that Ricky Smiley is paying your bills and putting a grand in your hand.
What?
That's right, girl. $1,000. That dinero, that cheddar, that moolah.
For real?
Girl, one thing about me, I don't play about money.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. So congratulations.
That
oh, yeah. We're going to keep it PG in case the kids listening. So now you can stop walking by them bills sitting on that coffee table. Now let everybody know what's Tampa Bay's only R&B where Ricky Smiley is paying your bills and putting a grand in your hand.
101.5 The Vibe.
Did you know that you can stream the all-new 101.5 The Vibe on the iHeartRadio app? Listen anywhere, anytime, anyplace. Stream the all-new 101.5 The Vibe on the iHeartRadio app with your laptop, tablet, computer, phone, or smart speaker. Download the free iHeartRadio app now from your Apple or Google Play Store and start streaming the all-new 101.5 The Vibe on the iHeartRadio app.
Download the app.
Do it now.
The all-new 101.5 The Vibe. Tampa Bay's only R&B. Now back to the show about you. Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain on 101.5 The Vibe.
And we are back on Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain on 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B. In the studio with us this morning is Avril Stinson, the future doctor Avril Stinson with the Tampa Bay Chamber, Vice President of Economic Inclusion and Leadership Development. And so before we went to break, I said, look, you've got these great experiences. You started out working with Tampa Bay Wave, then you transitioned over to the Economic Development Corporation with my buddy Craig Richard over there. And now you are at the Tampa Bay Chamber. And I said those prior experiences, I believe, prepared you for the one that you are in now. All the way back to the PTA when you were raising money for the kids in the school, right?
Absolutely, 1,000%. You know, Tampa's a small town to a degree, so everybody knows everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're only 3 degrees of separation.
Maybe.
And so then I realized that everybody that my kids went to school with, I was starting to wander around and work with in the workforce as well. So it really helped me kind of get involved and engaged. And it was easy to talk to people, learning what they needed as business owners or leaders within their organizations. And that helped me fulfill a lot of particular duties when it came to fundraising and then programming. And so over at Tampa Bay Wave, I could marry the fundraising along with the programmatic pieces, because when you have grants and different funders that are looking for things that are specific to what they're interested in helping these entrepreneurs solve as problems, you want to make sure that you're staying compliant so they continue to fund you. So I took that piece and the fundraising piece and came over to the chamber and started on the Minority Business Accelerator in its third year. So I was really excited to take over that.
Yeah, and it's a smashing success, if we can point that out.
Thanks
to your leadership.
I appreciate that. You know, I was given a great baseline to start with those first 2 years. And then last year we're actually on the world stage. We are an internationally recognized program for the accelerator. And we were the only the second U.S. chamber to present at the World Congress Chambers last year for our innovation project. So really excited about this accelerator. It is, the size has taken off. We started, you know, back in 2015, I guess the chamber, you know, decided, look, it's time for our membership to look like the business community at large. And so they were really intentional with focusing on how do we make that happen? And then how do we support those businesses that don't normally have chamber exposure? So that's where it all came from. In 2015, they did an economic study and found out where the glaring gaps were. And Black and Hispanic-owned businesses were the ones that were the most underserved. So they made specific choices to set up this accelerator two-year accelerator program to help businesses, Black and Hispanic-owned businesses, scale and grow.
I am curious. And you're such a humble person, so I kind of almost know what the answer is going to be. But you are one of the few people in the area who can pinpoint. You can go around town, you can look at a list of businesses in a directory, and you can actually pinpoint how those businesses got started. You know personally some of the founders and directors in those organizations. Talk to me about what it's like being in that position where you can directly connect yourself to some of the successful businesses in the area.
It's an incredible feeling. I mean, following Dr. Johnson in his segment and hearing him say about how he likes to wake up every morning and help people, that is literally my mantra. I love helping people. And so working with some of the business leaders in this community, everybody from a person with an idea who's deciding whether or not they want to leave their job and have a startup, or if they want to purchase an existing company and, you know, go into entrepreneurship by acquisition, or they've been in business for 15 years and they feel stuck and they want to go someplace else with their business or pivot, I'm there for it. And watching, it's my mom will call me up sometimes and she'll see somebody on the news and she'll say, I saw this business and they were talking and they said the chamber. And I'll say, Mom, that was me. I helped them. I helped them get there. And I provide resources for the community and I love connecting people. And I'm always tired, but yet tireless. So I'm always trying to help make sure that I'm getting the businesses the resources that they need and connecting people with what they need.
No, that's awesome. And you've been recognized heavily for that work. I mean, you were a Businesswoman of the Year honoree by the Tampa Bay Business Journal a couple years ago in 2022. And then you were recognized by the National Coalition of 100 Black Women here in the area for your leadership, one of their passing the torch leaders in public policy and community activism. And I think most significantly, you were named Businesswoman of the Year in Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion by Tampa Bay Business and Wealth magazine just last year. So,
yes.
You know, it pays.
I'm blushing.
Oh, you're like, we didn't know that you knew that.
And listen, you see how you had to run that list down because she's just not going to.
I would never. I'm sorry. I'll never say it. But I'm here to talk about my company.
Yes, so you're a really big deal. We just want to let everybody know, you know.
But people hear Minority Business Accelerator, right? So what exactly is the Minority Business Accelerator that the Chamber started? And I remember it was Ron Cristaldi, Bemetra Simmons having conversations about starting it up. And here we are years later and we've had so many businesses come through. I mean, what is MBA? What is the MBA program?
So it's the Minority Business Accelerator. We've served over 35 companies. We've helped them scale and grow, become more sustainable. If they've had any issues, we've helped wrap resources around them. We go through everything from strategic planning to bankability to, okay, we want to buy property. What are the different resources we need? And I really focus on, as we develop the curriculum year over year, there's certain things that always stick, right? We're always going to do accounting. We're always going to cover legal. We're always going to cover marketing, PR, those types of things, operational pieces as well. But we survey our participants after each session also. So we have about 8 sessions a year, and plus everything else that the chamber offers. So it's a really comprehensive program. But, you know, there might be things that pop up that people don't know. You know, cyber cybersecurity issues or opportunities to who knows what, right? Whatever it is, everybody knows they can call me or message me and I'm there for it. And my team's there and the chamber's there to support. So we've pivoted from, we used to have a lot of construction companies, which I love being in the accelerator program because they understood what it meant going a lot of times with that subprime relationship. And we had some professional services, I think, that were kind of watching to see what the accelerator would do. Tech companies, they bounce from accelerator to accelerator. So they're all over the place, right? They know and they understand the systems. They know how to work it. And each piece they get education and learn how to update whatever it is they need for their business. But when it comes down to some other professional services, now we have an insurance agency. We have a law firm. We have two or three cybersecurity companies. So companies that wouldn't necessarily look to us for assistance in the past understand that the accelerator truly is there to help them scale, build their business capacity, and take their business in any direction that they want to go in.
Well, what about if I'm the owner of like a cleaning company, a small cleaning company, or if I have a small catering business and I'm interested, is that program something that I could benefit from as well?
So if you're a smaller company, what we have is the Minority Empowerment Program, which is a membership function of the chamber. That does not have the requirements and the economic thresholds that the Minority Business Accelerator does. So the applications online for the Minority Empowerment Program, you can be a startup or a small business, still apply, and then the sponsors, our chamber members, are very generous, and they provide, thank you, Ed Noreen, for starting the program, but the Minority Empowerment Program was started a few years back in 2020, and it's been extremely successful as well, and we've had some companies that have actually grown through MEP and applied and gotten into the MBA program.
So we can start on the outside, come into the organization, then move into the MBA program, and then who knows?
And then the sky's the limit. You also have to watch what you say around me because I'm always recruiting companies, subject matter experts, businesses, chamber members. Even if it's not the chamber and it's a different type of need that you have, I'm always connecting people. So I just like to know what's going on, my finger on the pulse, because I want to be able to help people when they need it.
So what do you get? I mean, you join one of the programs, you come in, let's say for the Minority Business Accelerator, and what are you providing me? What are you helping my business do?
Absolutely. So we are providing 8 to 10 educational sessions based on what businesses are needing at the time for them to scale, grow, become more bankable, sustainability. That's what we focus on. You also get a financial mentor that reviews your books with you. Helps a lot of times people's back office isn't necessarily very clean. You know, their uncle's cousin's brother might be doing their accounting and some legal work. We streamline all that into some real resources so that way people get help. And then again, it's always important for you to know your numbers, which is why the financial mentor is so important, because without that, you can't forecast. You don't know what you're working with. How do you adjust your contracts, your rates, your negotiations? Mm-hmm. So financial mentorship is extremely important. And then we also have small group mentoring as well.
So what's the length of time of the program?
So the program lasts 2 years.
Okay.
So it takes that two years.
I was
years
just going to say, sounds pretty intense.
It is, because you also get a Fit3 membership, chamber membership. So there's all of the chamber's activities, because really I'm looking holistically at a business owner, right? We want your business to be shored up so that way you're successful, but you're also a business and community leader and part of the chamber. So we have all types of committees that you can be a part of. We have Leadership Tampa that you can apply for. We also have, I'm always recruiting again for, I need a chair each year, right? We start a new cohort every year for the program. So we're always looking for somebody who can lean in that way. So, and then there's future board seats, future leadership. I mean, I'm out here trying to get our Black and Brown businesses that are in this program around tables, creating tables, and making sure that they understand that they are part of this business community and all businesses are welcome and supported.
So share with us, if you can, one of your, I know you have many to choose from, one of your success stories. One of the businesses that has gone through the program, they've graduated, and they've just like skyrocketed.
Sure. This one's one of my favorites. Here, let me...
Let me see.
She's Ashley got a prep.
Butler.
I know, right? I didn't want to throw out any names.
I knew that's where she was going.
I didn't want to throw out any names.
Or Gerald McCann.
I wanted her to give us.
Or DuCon.
I wanted her to
give
us.
There's all these businesses.
There's so many, but I'll say.
Premier and Choice Group.
Okay, you're killing me. I love all of you. I love all of my businesses and all of those that I have yet to work with. And I will tell you how you can work with me. But right now, I'd say one of my most fun success stories
Livio's.
Is with Ashley Butler and yes. Ice Cold Air. And that's only because when I was actually at Tampa Bay Wave, mm-hmm. I met her at USF through the Black Leadership Network. I went to go source interns for Tampa Bay Wave and get involved there. She was there as well. We started talking. Fast forward, because God and the universe is funny like this. Fast forward a handful of months, and I'm sitting there, and she at the chamber for interview processes for the Minority Business Accelerator. I had accepted the position, and she walks in, and I'm like, "Hey, you look so familiar." And she's like, "You look familiar too." Fast forward, she's in the program. She owns one shop. Mm-hmm. She goes through her 2 years. She takes advantage of every single resource possible. She comes to everything. She makes the extra phone calls. She implements what she learns, which is super important, because mm-hmm. I can have you in a classroom and in sessions and talking to people, but unless you implement it, nothing happens. She implemented. She went above and beyond and did even more. She's the chair of the alumni group for the MBA.
Nice.
And now she is the franchisor. So she went from one Ice Cold Air to being the owner of all of Ice Cold Air. And I am just thrilled for her success, all of her hard work, and then what she gives back to others and recruiting and to the program. I mean, it's incredible. And her employees are so happy as well. So
Ashley is one of those salt of the earth people. Mm-hmm. She's a founder, along with Andrew Frazier and Jerry Bell and myself, of the USF Black Leadership Network. And we put a scholarship program out there back in 2016 that has now turned into a annual 50 student a year scholarship program with the help of the Helios Foundation. So that she was one of the day ones that helped us get that started. And so seeing her rise through the chamber, through the MBA program, has been incredible. We've got to get her in here to kind of talk a little bit about that.
Oh, definitely.
Because people don't think.
Yeah,
they don't think Black women when they think automotive.
Right. And she's totally flipped that on its head.
Oh, man. Yeah. You go down Dale Mabry and you see the sign there mm-hmm. on South Dale Mabry, and it has some, you know, fancy slogan of the day. That's Ashley Butler's place at Ice Cold Air. So we're giving you a free plug, Ashley.
Which is actually how I met her.
Really?
Yeah. She was my mechanic.
Wow.
Of course, when I go to one of the luncheons, I'm like, Ashley? She's like, hey. You know, I'm like, Oh, yeah. It was really great to make that connection.
And Avril, you were one of the speakers for the Black Leadership Network Soiree a couple years ago.
I spoke at their graduation. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I have a question for you, because I should have known this program a long time ago, because around like 14, 15 years ago, I did, a small business, you know, buying, selling video games, and I wanted to increase it and do more, but I didn't know where to go. I screwed up on my books, and that took me a little while to rigor out of. But how did, you know, what can we do to get in? Like, you know, I should shut down my business in 2020, so that's all said and done. But for the other people, how can they get into this?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, visit Tampa Bay Chamber's website. Go to the Minority Business Accelerator tab. You'll find the application. And the accelerator program is for Black and Hispanic-owned businesses that have been in business for at least 3 years, are located or headquartered in Hillsborough County or any of the contiguous counties. So Pinellas, Manatee, Pasco, Polk, And am I missing one? Did I get everybody? I think I got everybody.
I think we got everybody.
I think we got.
We got enough.
The Tampa Bay region. Yeah. It's all on the website. And then they have to have $500,000 in gross revenues or above.
Whoa.
Because we are looking to scale.
Hold on.
It's not for startups.
Ooh. Right.
It's scaling. But we're here for it. So if anybody has any questions, they can look on the website and reach out to me.
But what if they don't have 500 grand? Where could we do?
Not five. They don't have to have 500,000. They have to have $500,000 worth of revenue.
Yes.
And that's the part that I think a lot of people see that on the website and they think, "Oh, that's a lot of money." It is, but it isn't if you're in business.
Exactly.
Yeah. Believe it or not, that money passing through your registers counts towards your overall gross revenue. So a lot of businesses are doing that much and they don't realize it. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. I've sat down with so many people and they're like, "I'm not quite there yet." And I said, "Well, let's take a look at your numbers."
Know your numbers.
I mean, people see food trucks and they think, "Oh, that's nice. They're making a living." They are passing through lots of money every single year. So $500,000 in revenue sounds like a lot, but it's really not when you consider all the payments that you're making, the employees that you're paying, the taxes. It is not that high of a threshold.
Mm-hmm. And people hit there before they realize it. But if they have any... So with our ecosystem here in Tampa, we have so many organizations that are here to support small business. And I try and make sure that we work with as many as possible because we're all feeders into each other. So, you know, the CDC has entrepreneurial support networks. And then, of course, we have, you know, I mentioned Tampa Bay Wave and Embark Collective when it comes to technology. And then there's the Women's Business Center. There's the ECC. There's the SBDC. So there's a ton of resources out there. And then we all try and communicate with each other. So that way you kind of have a little roadmap of I've hit this threshold. So now it's time for me to go to this next program. Okay. So now my revenues are around maybe 250, 300. Who should I talk to next to kind of get me over that hump? And so we really want to have the conversation so that way we know where to send people for the support. But the biggest thing is implementation. Mm. We can't help unless the business owner is.
Or in my case, not even knowing the program, you know, because I didn't network. Mm. That's the thing. I was like, "Oh, I could do this." And kind of did. But, you know, I could have been a lot better, though.
Yeah.
Networking's important.
I'm curious because you've been doing this for a while now. What have you noticed that's changed over some time? I think for me, and of course I'm on the outside looking in, it appears there's a lot more opportunity than there was even just 5 years ago before the pandemic. I could be wrong. But it seems like there's a lot of resources and opportunities being directed towards getting more minority businesses on the right track. So I'm just curious, you've seen a shift as well, or?
I have seen a shift. I've seen a shift just to support small business more in general, mm-hmm. But definitely minority-owned businesses because we're such a population that's specialized with needs that haven't been met in so long. Okay. So we don't have the resources to just, and you don't know what you don't know. So if you don't have the exposure to know to go to the bank with the right paperwork, or you don't know which organization to go to help you write the business plan, you know, those are the little things. You just think, "Hey, I'm going to start a business. I'm really good at doing X." And you can do that, but you also have to run the business because if you're not running a business and you do X really well, then that's a hobby.
Well, Avril, thank you very much for coming in this early in the morning to talk about the MBA, the MEP, the Tampa Bay Chamber, and all the great work that you're doing there. We're at the very end of Black Business Month, and so I think this was information is important. You have a deadline coming up for anybody that wants to apply, right? What is it?
I sure do. September 18th at 5 p.m. is the deadline for cohort 2026, which will start January of 2025.
And they can find that application where?
At TampaBayChamber.com.
All right, folks, you heard it. You've got a business out there. You're looking to scale up. You're looking to just get started. You just need some information. Don't call me. Don't call Kenya. But go to the Tampa Bay Chamber's website. Look up the Minority Business Accelerator Program. Look up the Minority Enterprise Program and the resources that are there. Avril, thanks again for coming on. You're listening to Front Page Tampa. Oh, Dr. Stinson. That's right. I forgot.
We are speaking it into existence.
There we go. You're listening to 101.5 The Vibe, Tampa Bay's only R&B.
101.5 The Vibe salutes all the hardworking people of the Bay Area.
Happy Labor Day.
Labor Day is a federal holiday in the United States, celebrated on the first Monday of September to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the work and the contributions of laborers to the development and achievements of the United States.
Will be made on American soil by American workers making decent American union wages.
Labor Day is at heart a celebration of all working men and women of this country and their hard work. Achievements. Today we recognize where workers have contributed to the nation's prosperity.
Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
We are 101.5 The Vibe.
Tampa Bay's only R&B.
Don't talk. Just vote. Voting is your civic duty.
America's never been about what can be done for us. It's about what can be done by us together.
This is a pretty common sentiment, especially each November as Election Day approaches.
Every vote counts this Election Day.
You have the power in your hands.
Get registered and vote. Please get out and vote.
But what does it mean to you? 101.5 The Vibe wants to know. Go to the Vibe app, click the open mic, and let us know what voting means to you. Remember, the deadline to register to vote is October 7th. Details and election information available now at 1015vibe.com.
Go vote!
Now back to the show about you. Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain on 101.5 The Vibe.
And we're back on Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed Narain here on The Vibe. Listen, The Vibe kind of hit this community and it's taken it over by storm. I mean, for years, people would talk about the need for like an R&B station. And the crazy thing about R&B today is it sounds so different. There's some artists that I really do appreciate, right? Oh. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good talent out there. The problem is the stuff people choose to listen to is not necessarily what is making the money. So when I listen, and sometimes I'm just in my own car when somebody else's car goes boom, 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 I'm like, how can they even hear? This is how I know I've turned into my dad. My dad used to say, if you want to make some money for your, with your generation, invest in hearing aids because all of you are going to be deaf when you're older. And I think I think I'm there because I'm always asking my wife, what'd you just say? What'd you say? Because I can't hear certain tones.
So I'm actually one of the drivers that you're judging.
Wow.
Oh, what do you like to turn it up to?
Oh, I use sometimes even all the way to the top. I'll crank it all the way up. Yeah.
The secret
there's some music that must be listened to very loudly.
Like DMX.
Okay.
Usher.
I have a playlist called Hood Music. I keep the volume on 50, that whole playlist.
And I'm okay with that. There's time and place. My prerogative comes on, that's going all the way up, right? I get it. But what I'm saying is, like, the R&B music that we had is just not out there anymore. And there are some artists that are really doing their thing. I have to say, was it Mooney Long? You know, I'd probably go see her in concert. Except for when I looked at, like, when I started reading some of the words, I was like, I don't know if
wait a minute,
hear this.
Okay, then you really don't support that kind of music then.
No, but it sounds good. You know, it sounds like the R&B that I know.
There is, to your point, though, there is a discussion that has been ongoing for the better part of some years now on Twitter or X about, is R&B music still alive? And I just think it's just such a silly question. I think R&B is well and good. Is it the R&B that we listened to in the 90s? No. But it is R&B. Jasmine Sullivan, Mooney Long, mm-hmm. Summer Walker. I mean, you have all these great artists. All these great artists are still putting out really good R&B music. Even Usher, he's still consistently putting out good R&B music. Well, I don't think there's anything that's dead about it.
Well,
it's just different.
And I don't think it's dead. I will say I appreciate this station because of that, right?
Yeah.
There's no oldie station for our generation. And that's the thing. For some of us that are middle-aged now, we have to realize that our favorite R&B station might be classified as the oldie station to some folks,
yikes.
Right?
Okay.
See? And I'm going to give you this example, right? Okay. The other day, I was listening to Aaliyah, Four Page Letter.
Yeah.
That beat is still hot today.
Today,
in 2024, Yes. Right? And that beat is 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Find me something that when you were in high school was 30 years old that you were listening to. So I'm talking about mid-90s.
Okay.
That you were listening to from the 60s and you were like, that beat is still hot.
Okay, wait now. You're going back so
but
far.
But that's what I'm asking. That's what it's like when we talk about 90s R&B.
Okay, I understand where you're going. But here's the thing. I don't know if this is a good question for me. I was one of the weirdos. I think I remember telling you guys this. I grew up in a house where I couldn't listen to rap music or hip-hop. Mm-hmm. So I could listen to all of the Parliament Funkadelic my heart desired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would immediately go back to those groups, Earth, Wind & Fire, Parliament, Isley Brothers. I would go back and point to those groups if you asked me that kind of question. So I don't know.
But even them, that was a different genre of music, though. A lot of the people you just mentioned were funk, and that was the 70s.
Okay.
So I'm asking you, give me an R&B artist from the 60s that you were still listening to in the 90s. The 90s was the best era for R&B
Gladys
music.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah. Soul?
Without the Pips, though.
Without the Pips.
She had dropped the Pips by the 90s. The Isley Brothers were still recording in the 90s as well.
They were, and they teamed up with R. Kelly and, mm-hmm. you know, did some different things, but we weren't really bumping their music like
you
that.
You weren't bumping.
You probably were, Miss Indiana.
I know I wasn't.
But my friendship circle, we weren't listening to the Isley Brothers.
Okay, what were you listening
R&B
to?
Music. We were listening to R. Kelly and Public Announcement,
yeah.
The last, you know, little bit of stuff that came out from, what do you call it, New Edition, Boys to Men, Jodeci,
okay.
You know, H-Town.
But let's also talk about how a lot of the artists from that era, from the 60s, they, not too many of them were still recording by the 90s compared to Mary J. Blige just dropped some new music earlier this year, right? A lot of the older artists from the 90s are still making new music. They're still recording, and, you know, so I don't know if that's a really fair comparison.
But I guess my question for you is, mm-hmm. if I gave you the choice between Mary J. Blige, My Life, was that 1994? Not even, 93, no, 92, somewhere around there.
92.
Maybe?
No.
But think about that. You could listen to that album mm-hmm. on repeat yep. every day, sure. or Mary's latest album all day on repeat.
Okay,
what would you choose?
Again, you can't do that. That's not a fair comparison.
Okay. So, because we know you're going to choose My Life, right?
Yeah.
And my only point is, My Life is over 30 years old.
Sure.
And it still plays well today.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
But her current CD plays well today, too. The difference, at least for me, is that My Life is very nostalgic. So, it holds a lot of memories for me. I can pinpoint a lot of different, you know, things that happened over the period of time.
Don't call his name.
Anyhow. The point being that CD, it holds a different kind of, you know, special place in my heart compared to other albums.
It's nostalgia.
Thank you.
And all I'm saying is, here at The Vibe, you hear the music from the 90s, which if this were the 90s and we were hearing music from the 60s, we would say that's the oldie station. That's all that I'm saying.
Oh, man.
R&B music from the 90s has been classic. It has surpassed. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Mm-hmm. There are certain artists that have surpassed time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where you are. If Don't Stop Till You Get Enough comes on the radio or at a club or at a party you're at, people are going to go to the dance floor and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know how old that song is?
Very.
1979.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That song is 45 years old.
Just like me.
Now, go back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it 1990 for easy math. What song from 1945 were you listening to in 1990? So, again.
Oh, my goodness.
Certain artists have put out classical music that 100 years from now, we will still be jamming to Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson.
I mean.
At a party.
So, is it Billy Eckstein's fault that he wasn't popular by 1990 as he was in 1945?
I'm just saying. Our music is classic. And I hope that my kids' generation will have classic music, but I just don't know. Because the older you get, the less you want to hear the cuss words and all that other stuff.
Sure. Well, depends. But listen, hey.
Time and place.
If you're trying to get your day started, you need
to get pumped.
Something, right.
You know, like pump up the jam.
Oh my gosh, I was listening to that the other day.
See, there you go.
Yeah,
yeah, not on the playlist for the party though.
What?
What?
Yeah, pump up the jam.
Yeah, because yeah. That's how, you know, you get pumped up for the party, you know?
At a basketball game, maybe, at a football game, but that's not on your R&B playlist, is it?
No. Well, technically, it's not R&B. It's right. Freestyle. But, and tech. So,
house.
House, yeah. Mm. So, if you have a tech house
you
freestyle.
You were born in the 90s, weren't you?
Playlist.
No.
No?
No?
He was born in the 80s, but here's the thing. If you are
late
into
80s?
Freestyle, tech, yes. And house, then you know. That's mm-hmm. That's a staple on your playlist for that
yeah,
genre.
But we're talking R&B.
Okay, for R&B, yeah. Different. Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Although when I was growing up, they played that on the R&B station. So
we need to use this as a question on one of our future shows and just ask people, what's the song you're going to still be listening to 50 years from now? Mm, because, you know, there's music out there that I think is really timeless.
I agree. Like you Return know? Of the Mac.
Oh, I
It'll
hate
It'll never go out of style for me. And the only reason I brought it up
song.
Is because I know you hate it.
Why do you hate it?
I hate it because it's got one of those contagious hooks, and this guy, it's obvious he can't sing, and it's like, it will be stuck in my head the rest of the day now.
Yes, it will.
And then I think it was Complex Magazine or somebody wrote an article years ago and said that Return of the Mac was the greatest R&B song ever written, and that really, I mean, I ripped the whole magazine up with my hands. It was pretty embarrassing to see that.
And now Ant's going to be sitting in service, bopping the Return of the Mac.
No, I'm not.
This is too funny.
No, I will be listening to A Charge to Keep I Have just to get that song out of my head. But folks, if you've been listening to us banter for the last couple hours, we appreciate you. We want to say thank you to Avril Stinson from the Tampa Bay Chamber and from Dr. Jeffrey Johnson from the CDC of Tampa for coming in and talking to us about Black businesses and the great things they're doing in the Tampa Bay area. Kenya, Isaiah, thank y'all for coming in as always.
Thank you.
And
thank
folks, you. Continue to listen. We've got DeLeon with Sunday Morning Inspiration up next. This has been Front Page Tampa Bay with Ed and Lorraine. We'll see you soon.
The show that informs you and discusses the issues. Front Page Tampa Bay.
Check us out every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
on 101.5 The Vibe.